Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a Raga Cut blend for deep jungle atmosphere. This one is all about getting that dark, rolling D&B energy without falling into cartoon nostalgia. We're not just slapping a vocal on top of a break and calling it jungle. We're building a proper system tune feeling, where the bass, drums, vocal chops, and atmosphere all answer each other in a tight little conversation. So here's the mindset for this lesson. Foreground, mid-round, background. The Raga Cut is usually your foreground. The bass carries the mid-round weight, and the atmosphere sits behind everything like a shadow, giving depth without stealing focus. If you keep those roles clear, the whole track immediately feels more professional. Let's start by setting up the project in a fast, clean way. Create your main groups right away. Drums, bass, vocal cuts, atmos, effects and transitions, and reference. I always recommend putting a utility on the master early, just to keep your gain structure honest. While you're building, aim to stay around minus 6 dB on the master. That gives you room for the bass, the delays, the reverb tails, and all the little movement that makes this style work. Also, load in a reference track on its own channel, not to copy it exactly, but to compare the density, the low-end balance, and how much space the atmosphere is taking up. That's how you keep your own tune from getting overcooked. Now let's build the roller foundation first, because the vocal only works if the groove underneath it is already serious. Inside the bass group, create two MIDI tracks, one for sub, one for mid-bass. For the sub, use operator or wave eatable. Keep it simple. A sine or triangle wave is perfect. Keep it mono. Add a little saturator after it, just enough to bring out the body, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive. If needed, use EQ8 to trim any unnecessary top end above roughly 120 to 150 Hz. The sub should feel like pressure, not like an instrument trying to get attention. When you write the sub line, don't overcomplicate it. A strong roller bass line usually works better when it's phrased like a thought rather than a speech. Write a 1-bar or 2-bar motif. Use one sustained note for weight, maybe a short pickup before the snare, and then one or two syncopated answer notes. Keep the movement subtle. Think 1 to 3 semitone shifts, not wild melody. Leave space between phrases so the Raga Cut has room to speak. For the mid-bass, use wave-eatable or analog and design a restrained reese. A couple of detuned saws or a wave-eatable with some movement works well. Low-pass it depending on how bright you want the track, somewhere in a 200 to 800 Hz zone as a starting point. Add a little auto-filter motion, maybe an envelope or slow LFO. Then use saturator or roar for edge, but don't turn it into a fuzz machine. This layer should add attitude and motion without stealing the sub's job. Then send both bass tracks to a bass bus. Use glue compressor lightly, just enough to tie the layers together. We're talking 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks, not heavy pumping. The point is cohesion, not flattening. Now the drums. The Raga Cut will only hit hard if the drum pocket is already clear and confident. So build your drum foundation before you get distracted by vocal processing. In the drums group, make a punchy kick, a snare on 2 and 4, and a chopped break layer for motion. You can use drum rock for the kick and snare, and a separate oilo or slice track for the break. If you're using a classic break, put it into simpler in slice mode and let Ableton slice it by transients. Then nudge some of the ghost notes slightly behind the grid. That little bit of lateness is where the jungle feel lives. If the break needs more snap, use drum boss or a touch of saturator. If it's fighting the sub, high pass it so it's not cluttering the low end. Around 120 to 180 Hz is a good starting range for the break layer. Keep the transients crisp, but don't crush the swing out of it. The swing is part of the atmosphere. Now we get to the key ingredient. The Raga vocal cut. Find a short vocal phrase with attitude. A shout, a chant, an MC line. Something with strong consonants and a bit of room tone. You want character, not a full verse. The ideal vocal is short, rhythmic, and easy to cut up. Drop it into simpler. If it's percussive and you want quick chopping, slice mode is great. If you want to manipulate the phrase as a playable instrument, use classic mode. Chop it into 4 to 8 usable fragments, then build a 1-bar response pattern. For example, maybe the main shot lands on beat 1. A short cut answers just before beat 2. Another hit lands on beat 3. And a tail or ad-lib flicks in just before beat 4. A good advanced workflow move here is to commit those chops to a MIDI clip early. That way you can rearrange the pattern quickly, duplicate the clip, then make small changes, remove one hit, shift one cut by a 16th note, reverse a tail, or pitch one fragment down a couple semitones. Those tiny changes are what keep the loop alive. And don't over-quantize everything. In jungle and deep D&B, A little imperfection makes the vocal feel more human and more dangerous. Now process the vocal so it sits in the mix without losing its edge. A clean chain could be EQ8, then compressor or glue compressor, then saturator or roar, then echo, and maybe utility at the end if you need level control. High pass the vocal around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't muddy the low end. Use compression lightly just to keep the loud chops under control. Add a bit of saturation to make it cut through the drums. Then use echo for dub style movement. For the delay, sync it to something like 1/8D or 1/4, depending on the groove. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe 15 to 35%, and filter the low end out of the repeats. That's important. You want the delay to create space, not low-end mess. A really strong move is to create a send-only dub throw. So instead of having delay on all the time, send just one word or tail into the echo at the end of a phrase. Automate the send amount so it only blooms where you want it. That's how you get those classic little moments where the vocal seems to fall into a tunnel for a second, then snap back into the groove. If the vocal is too sharp, soften it with a gentle low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. The trick is to keep the cut readable without making it brittle. Now let's build the deep jungle atmosphere bed. This is where the tune starts to feel like a place rather than just a loop. Predate an Atmos audio track and resample something interesting. It could be the chopped break tail, a vocal delay return, a bit of filtered noise, or a little room tone. Honestly, in this style, almost anything can become atmosphere if you process it the right way. Try dropping the audio into simpler and stretching it into a drone. Then use auto filter with slow movement, add reverb or hybrid reverb, and filter the low end out of the reverb. Let the cutoff sweep somewhere in the 300 Hz to 3 kHz range. Keep the reverb dark and filtered, with a decay somewhere around 2.5 to 6 seconds depending on how wide you want the space to feel. A powerful jungle trick is to resample the delay return from the vocal, then reverse small sections and place them before a downbeat. That creates a kind of inhale effect, like the track is sucking air before it hits. It's subtle, but it makes a massive difference. Just be careful not to let the atmosphere wash over the entire mix. If it starts masking the drums, freeze it in place and reduce the movement. The goal is shadow, not fog. Now for the real magic, making the bass and vocal talk to each other. This is the call and response core of the blend. Don't let the vocal just chatter non-stop over the bass. Instead, create pockets. Let the bass phrase establish itself. Then let the vocal answer at the end of the bar. On the next bar, maybe the bass opens its filter slightly or changes note. Then the vocal tail comes in at the end again. That constant back and forth keeps the groove breathing. Think about automation in small musical gestures. A mid-bass filter opening from maybe 350 Hz to 900 Hz over 4 bars. A vocal delay send jumping from 0 to 25 or 40% only on phrase endings. A little dip in the atmosphere volume when the drop gets denser. Those tiny moves matter way more than huge sweeping changes. And remember, silence is a rhythm too. Sometimes the heaviest thing you can do is briefly remove a layer for one beat. Take the vocal send away for a second, or drop the mid-bass out, or mute a hat. That little void makes the return feel massive. Now we shape the arrangement. For a DJ-friendly roller, you want clear sections. A 16-bar intro with atmosphere and filtered break fragments. An 8-bar build with bass hints and tension. Then a 16-bar drop, where the main roll and rag a cut blend together. After that, an 8-bar variation with a fill or a pitch shift. Then maybe a short reset section. Another 16-bar heavier drop, and finally a stripped-out outro that makes mixing easy. Use locators and the arrangement loop brace so you can move fast. Duplicate the first drop and only change a couple of things every 8 bars. That's usually enough in DNB if the groove is strong. You don't need to reinvent the tune every 4 bars. You just need enough variation to keep people locked in. One very effective move is to remove the kick for half a bar in the middle of the drop. Then let the rag a cut hit into the empty space with a delay tail. When the kick returns with a fill, the whole thing feels bigger. That's a classic tension and release trick, and it works every time. Now let's talk about the mix, because the style lives or dies on clarity. On the bass bus, keep the sub clean and mono. Use EQ to cut mud around 180 to 350 Hz if the res is building up too much body. Watch harsh harmonics around 2 to 5 kHz. If needed, keep the stereo low width mainly in the mid bass and atmosphere, not in the sub. On the drum bus, use drum bus or glue compressor lightly. You want the drums to feel tight and present, but still breathe. If you squash the break too hard, you lose the whole jungle swing. Check the mix in mono. This is huge. If the vocal loses its identity when collapsed to mono, It means the processing is too dependent on width. The important parts of the cut need to stay readable at club distance and on smaller systems too. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't let the vocal run too long. Chop it into answers and one-shots. Don't overload the low mids. High-pass your vocal and atmosphere layers so they don't sit on top of the bass. Don't drown the cut in reverb. Use delay first, reverb second, and keep both filtered. Don't make the bass constantly busy. Let the sub stay simple and let the mid-bass provide movement. And don't quantize every break hit rigidly. A little late swing is part of the flavor. If you want to push this darker and heavier, try resampling the vocal throw and mangling it. Reverse it. Filter it. Turn it into a new texture. Or use parallel saturation on the mid-bass, while keeping the sub clean. That's one of the best ways to get size without destroying headroom. Here's a fast practice challenge to lock this in.